Chapter 1. The rose with the needle thrust into its heart arrived on Kimberly Sawyer's doorstep that morning. Darius Kavanaugh, the man with the emerald eyes, arrived that evening. Both events shook her to the core. There was nothing unusual at first about the rose, other than the fact it had been left without a note. Kimberly discovered it as she opened the door to walk down to the beach. Startled, and then mildly intrigued, as any woman would have been, she picked up the blood-red flower and cheerfully stuck it into an old wine bottle. It would look nice sitting on the windowsill in front of her typewriter. Not until mid-morning, when the petals began to open, did Kimberly look up from her work and see the vicious shaft of the steel needle spearing the center of the rose. It had been carefully insinuated between the folded petals so that it would be revealed only when they gradually opened. Kimberly froze at the subtle, deliberate violence. She sat very still, staring at the wicked needle, and tried to chase away the frisson of fear that flashed down her spine. Then she remembered Darius Kavanaugh. The image of his savagely hewn features and the gleaming emerald depths of his strangely compelling eyes appeared with shattering intensity in her mind. Her gaze never leaving the needle in the rose,